AccuWeather forecast, talking about clouds, a little sun here and there. Chance for shower activity, high today near 80. Looks like the city of Burlington may soon have a new fire chief, though the name of the individual continues to be a closely guarded secret away from City Hall. Administrator Karina Walters putting out an email to news media inquiries that says the Police and Fire Commission has chosen to work with one finalist, but given the nature of the process, I am unable to publicly disclose this. There were six candidates going into the final part of the search last week. The Burlington Standard Press and MyRacineCounty.com filed an open records request, and despite state law that says the names have to be released, all but one has. Whoever that one person is, if hired, would replace Perry Howard, whose resignation was publicly announced back in December. The Sturtevant Village Board and its Community Development Commission last night voting to declare some vacant land on Highway 11 blighted, starting the process of taking that land from its current owner, Racine County. These are empty lots across from the Farm and Fleet store, part of the former cobblestone development. The county got it through foreclosure, and now the village wants the property for future commercial development. In a letter, Corporation Counsel John Lehman said the county does not believe the land fits the criteria for blight under state law. Attorney Alan Merkowitz disagreed.
When you look at the map of this site, to say it's not predominantly open, there's nothing located on this property. I can't think of a clearer predominantly open description. If you look at the map, you can see that this is several different key numbers, so it's chopped up, which is the obsolete planning. And I think you've already dealt with the fact that as undeveloped property that could produce tax base and jobs here in the village.
CDA member Catherine Johnson, in reference to Lehman's letter, said the village made an offer for that land that the county refused.
He states that they have 80,000 in it.
Right. I noticed that as well.
And we offered them 275.
The village.
Yeah, the village offered them 275 for the sale that they're complaining they have 80,000 tied up in.
Lehman said that the county believes the property is worth $358,000 and it could be sold on the open market for much more. The vote to declare the property blighted was unanimous. Racine County Judge Eugene Gasukevich has ordered a doctor to give accused bomb threat defendant Lee Lucas a physical examination, that after the 46-year-old Racine man had made claims about improper care in the jail, claims that run counter to what's being reported by staff. Lucas, convicted of calling in a bomb threat to the courthouse last October from a payphone outside a store on the west side of Racine. While in jail initially, the judge had ordered jail staff to force feed and force medicate Lucas because of his diabetes. The State Natural Resources Board okaying a deer season structure that'll reduce the number of buck-only hunting zones this fall. It also increases the statewide antlerless quota by about 32,000.
From a population standpoint, from a hunting standpoint, we're planning on a great deer hunting season ahead of us.
DNR Big Game Section Chief Bob Knack says the changes, they're a sign the population's on the rebound following a pretty tough winter more than 2 years ago. The unemployment rates in all of the area's municipalities went down from March to April, and all were lower than figures from a year ago. State Department of Workforce Development says Racine's jobless rate in April stayed the highest in the state at 6.8%, but it was down 0.4 from March, and it was 0.3 lower than a year ago. The rate, 4.7% in Mount Pleasant, 4.4% in Caledonia, 5.4% in Kenosha, 4% in Oak Creek. Racine County's jobless rate, 5.4% in April, 4.9% in Kenosha County. Both of those were down 0.7 from March and were 0.1% lower than a year ago. A White House discussion about strategies to deal with gun violence included a rather large contingent from Wisconsin.
I think it's upon us as legislators, it's upon us as a nation to say that we are a nation of laws and we should step forward and do what we can to try and prevent these guns from getting into the wrong hands because they are doing a lot of damage in our community and we're seeing it every day.
That's State Senator Chris Larson, who says requiring universal background checks and promoting the sale of so-called smart guns designed to be fired only by the owner among the topics that were discussed. Well, Microsoft says you can still opt out of upgrading to the Windows 10 format, despite complaints that the company has made it exceedingly difficult to do so.
Tech blogs and other reports say that when you're shown a pop-up box asking you to upgrade to Windows 10, there's no clear option to decline it. They say that when you click the red X button in the upper right-hand corner of the pop-up, which normally would end the dialogue, you're automatically scheduled for an upgrade. Microsoft says users are seeing the new message because it has changed the upgrade from optional to recommended. It says you can choose to decline the new operating system and you'll have 31 days to revert to your previous operating system if you do upgrade. I'm Michael Toscano.
And more than 500 elementary school students in Wisconsin coming together to raise $2,000 for Christy Lefholtz, a 27-year veteran bus driver for the Iowa Grant School District. She was forced to give up her keys due to the diagnosis of leukemia this past winter. The students did a fun run fundraiser in her honor. Green Bay Packers announcing Family Night will take place Sunday evening, July 31st, beginning with in-stadium activities at 5:30 p.m. The event will be 1 week prior to the Hall of Fame game against the Colts and that weekend that Brett Favre goes into the Hall of Fame. The 16th Family Night will serve as the introduction of the 2016 Packers before another anticipated capacity crowd at Lambeau Field. The format to again be a full practice, including 11-on-11 sessions and live contact. The family-focused feature to include game day music and fireworks at the end. The $10 tickets to go on sale June 27th. Kenosha Unified School District looking for people to serve on a committee to name the new Bradford High School Stadium, which is currently under construction. The committee will meet on June the 8th and be charged with submitting a proposed name to the Board of Education for a vote on July 28th. Anybody who is interested in serving should submit a letter or an email of interest to the superintendent's office no later, though, than Monday, June the 6th. Business groups still warning about that federal overtime rule that could force them to cut staff or hours. However, Robert Craig with Citizen Action Wisconsin says a lot of employers are ignoring the fact that workers helped by this rule are not being paid for the extra hours they do spend on the job.
These are people working on average 47 hours a week, but not being paid any overtime because the rule is so out of date. This means they'll have more money in their pockets, more ability to spend in the local communities. When I hear, you know, some of these businesses complaining about this, they're only taking into account their cost. They're not taking into account that their customers will have more money to spend.
The new overtime rule requires salaried employers making less than $47,000 a year to be paid for any overtime they do work. And one of the lighter moments during last night's Racine Council Committee of the Whole meeting to interview the six candidates for municipal judge involved former judge and city attorney Rob Weber. Each candidate asked about strengths and weaknesses, and on the latter, it was the famed Weber dry sense of humor that perhaps eased some of the tension that was still in the room.
As a weakness, I can honestly say that my Spanish is worse than Rebecca's Spanish. And another weakness is that no matter how many women leave me for younger, better-looking men, I continue to get remarried.
Weber coming in second to Rebecca Mason for the municipal court job, but he said after the tally, she'll do an excellent job. Grants and donations play a big role every year in the city of Racine's ability to provide services, and no more so than with Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department programs. Before the Finance and Personnel Committee, Director Tom Molbeck sought the okay to accept a $2,500 donation from Landmark Credit Union for three different activities.
This particular donation will go $1,500 for outdoor movies. They are actually sponsoring a movie night. They'll be there to meet and greet, hand out information, and be a part of that movie night. $500 for youth softball, and also $500 for the rubber duck derby.
It's one of many such donations from mainly businesses in the community, but individuals have also been known to make a donation to Park and Rec. Molbeck has been praised by the council and the mayor's office for increasing the level of community sponsorship over the last few years since he became director. Former Saved by the Bell TV show actor Dustin Diamond back behind bars in the Ozaukee County Jail on a probation violation. Diamond had recently been released from jail after serving a sentence for disorderly conduct and carrying a concealed weapon. He's 39 years old, best known for playing the character Screech. CVS is going to be selling an opioid overdose reversal drug in more of its stores across the country this summer. The chain says the sale of that drug, naloxone, will bring the number of locations it can be purchased without a prescription to 30. Drug is used to treat people suffering from a heroin overdose, of which the CDC says there were more than 47,000 2 years ago in this country. Memorial Day weekend about to unfold, a new government health survey finds more Americans admitting to being obese than ever before.
New numbers from the Centers for Disease Control find just more than 3 in 10 Americans 20 or older said they were obese, up about 0.5% from 2014. It's not a big jump, but it's a continuation of a trend that began in 1997, when only 19.4% of Americans said they were obese on the same survey. The survey found obesity is a big problem for black women, with 45% of that group saying they were obese. However, there were some encouraging findings. More Americans said they had health insurance than the year before, and fewer Americans said they smoked cigarettes. I'm John Stolness.
Racine-based Modine Manufacturing Company reporting a profit of $7.6 million, or 16 cents per share in its recent fiscal quarter. That compares to a loss from the same period a year ago. Earnings adjusted for one-time gains and costs coming in to 36 cents per share. Modine President and Chief Executive Officer Thomas Burke says in a statement, "Our strong operating performance, driven by continued cost control during the quarter, and resulted in year-over-year improvements in gross margin and adjusted operating income." A new study out shows that Kenosha County residents, they're still commuting to work outside the area in big numbers. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The consultants say if workforce-starved employers want to stop the talent drain, they're going to have to be more proactive. The report recommends that employers become more aggressive in recruitment efforts. It also suggests that area schools promote the virtues of working locally. The report says wages are the main reasons that Kenosha County residents choose to commute. The analysis was presented to a conference on workforce development at UW Parkside this week. Census data indicates that 45% of the county's residents work elsewhere. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The replacement of Judge Mark Nielsen in Racine Municipal Court is going to be Attorney Rebecca Mason, one of the six candidates interviewed by the Common Council last night, edging out one-time municipal judge Rob Weber, who is also, of course, the city attorney. Mason said she's represented clients at almost every level in the court system in the past year, and she has a passion for justice.
Since I was a kid, 10 years old, I decided I wanted to be a lawyer. I didn't know any lawyers. Somebody came to our school for career day. He was a lawyer. He talked about helping people, finding justice, and I decided that day I was going to be a lawyer. And I worked my life to build my resume, to get into a good undergrad program, to get into a good law school, and become a lawyer so that I can help people. When courts are at their best, they reach a just result. My passion is for justice, and I would bring that to the court.
Mason and Rob Weber each got 7 council votes, Maureen Martinez 1 vote. Second-round tie-breaking vote that went to Mason, who will replace Mark Nielsen when he leaves July 1st to become the circuit court judge. And despite a rash of injuries in recent seasons, Burlington's favorite son and Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo sees himself playing beyond his current contract. He's 36 years old, signed through 2019, but at the team's OTAs, he agreed with team owner Jerry Jones that he has maybe 4 or 5 good years left in him. He also joked that he might go 7 or 8 more years with modern medicine. He, of course, missed 12 games last season with a pair of collarbone breaks. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.